Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bite-Sized Blessings, the podcast. I need to start this week off by telling everyone how excited I am. My Patreon has its first subscriber. And for those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it's a way to support creators and artists who are crafting good things in the world. I have three levels at which you can subscribe to help me make my podcast: $3, $5, and $10. With each level, you get goodies and sweet rewards, and you'll also know that you're helping me put good things out into the world. There will be a link to the Patreon below the episode's notes. Now, with that, I can talk to you about my larger-than-life guest this week, Wendy. This human has done it all. Not only is she an intrepid world traveler, she was a trauma nurse, she's a dating coach, she's written several books, she flies to London all the time to help people, to talk to them, to work with people. She's just this really astounding human being who has so many stories. I mean, this interview was so rollicking and hilarious, and I kind of just gave control over to Wendy because she has so many more stories to tell, and we only fit about two or three into this episode. But I am going to provide links to her LinkedIn, and then when she publishes some of her books, I'm going to provide them on my website. At any rate, this interview was a joy to have. I hope you appreciate and love Wendy as much as I do after listening to this episode. And so now, episode 106 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
Okay, I was getting ready to board an airplane. I was going with my mother on a nurse's trip to Ireland, and our plane was in JFK. So I'm second to board. They're looking at our tickets, and all of a sudden they evacuate the terminal in JFK. And they kept saying, "This is not a drill. This is not a drill." So they kept our group sequestered from the other gates, which was kind of odd. So I had been talking to the agent while I was in line, and he and I chatted. So when, after an hour and a half, when they opened up the terminal again, and he was unscrewing every cap, pulling out my mascara wand, I mean, thorough security search, I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And I saw security guys and dogs. He said, "Intelligence report came in at the last second before we boarded. There was a live bomb on our airplane set to go off in the middle of the Atlantic." Self-described. I made this decision the summer between first and second grade, how to describe myself, and it stuck. I heard the Stones song "Ruby Tuesday." She changes with every new day, and I decided I'm that girl. So my whole life, I keep growing, I keep moving, I keep going in different directions, I keep evolving, and I try new things. I did that then, and I continued now. For example, something I always wanted to do as a kid was skydiving, and I thought I couldn't because I ruptured my eardrum earlier. So I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a go. I'm constantly doing new things. Talk to a skydiving group here, and now I'm just jumping out of planes at 13,000 feet. So my message to everyone: change that keeps you fresh. It expands your spirituality, your human beingness, whatever you want to say it. And that's just been my motto. Getting ready to board an airplane. I was going with my mother on a nurse's trip to Ireland, and our plane was in JFK. So I'm second to board. They're looking at our tickets, and all of a sudden they evacuate the terminal in JFK. And they kept saying, "This is not a drill. This is not a drill." So they kept our group sequestered from the other gates, which was kind of odd. So I had been talking to the agent while I was in line, and he and I chatted. So when, after an hour and a half, when they opened up the terminal again, and he was unscrewing every cap, pulling out my mascara wand, I mean, thorough security search, I said, hey, what's going on? And I saw the security guys and dogs. He said, intelligence report came in at the last second before we boarded. There was a live bomb on our airplane set to go off in the middle of the Atlantic. So I said, well, was it true? And he said, yes. And they found the live bomb. They got it off and searched to make sure there were no other bombs. And so you're not going to want to fly. I know you're not going to want to fly. But anyways, if that intelligence report had come in any later, I would have been blown to bits over the Atlantic. So that's another miracle where a report came in, accurate one, the people listened to it. That's the other thing. Took action, got that bomb off the airplane, and I made it with my mother and the other nurses to Shannon. So I do have friends, I want to warn you, that said if they ever see me on an airplane, they will get off immediately.
I was just thinking that all of your airplane, it's all around airplanes. Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, I was on a cruise ship where there was a murder.
What?
That's a whole nother story. There was a murder on the QE2, when a Cunard British ship when I was on it. So there are people that will not ever travel with me, and there are other ones that want to because they like adventure.
Oh my God. You know, I took the Queen Mary when I came back from England. But I've never been on
that.
It's an astonishing. I'm like ruined forever. It's like the only way I want to travel now. But there was a murder on the QE2.
Right.
Were you just going? Was it a transatlantic voyage?
No, we had done the Mediterranean. And what happened is a woman went missing. And she's an avid bridge player. And people that have a game scheduled in the afternoon don't kill themselves before the game because they want to play bridge. So they knew it was a suicide. We went into lockdown and everything in the cabin, under the beds, everything was searched. And it's a small ship. You can search it pretty easily. She was not on. So it was the day before we went back, and I was friendly with this dude on board the ship who happened to be a priest living in Rome. And he said, isn't it funny that the husband wants to fly right back to Germany and says he can't miss his flight and he doesn't have time to talk to the authorities. So 6 months later, we were on the QE2 again for a Christmas cruise. And I knew the cruise director from other cruises, and she thought she could say something to me. And she said the way it was done, that it was right at dawn. So the husband had enough light to see what he was doing, but the other passengers did not have enough light to see what he was doing. And he pushed his wife overboard where the propellers were. So she was chopped up immediately and there was no body.
Oh my God.
I am writing a book about all these. I have a travel book I'm writing. I could go on and on. I was not kidnapped and I did not have to become a third wife in a Muslim country. That's a whole nother story. Yeah, I do have a lot of adventure in my life, but that's what I want.
I'm maybe thinking that you might be the female example of Indiana Jones.
I think so. Hey, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, there are a few similarities. My philosophy is live every day to the fullest, because you don't know when it could be shut off. I'm a nurse. I was a trauma nurse at Ohio State University Hospital, one of the top trauma centers in the country. And very, very healthy people. One got a girl in college, her friends tossed her in a pond for a joke, and she broke her neck and is paralyzed for life from her neck down, like a cheerleader or everything going for her type of girl. So you just don't know what's going to happen. And so my advice to all your listeners is to live life to the utmost.
Every day.
Every day.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Bite-Sized Blessings. I need to thank my guest, the hilarious and enchanting Wendy. Without her, this world would be a much more boring place. I'd like to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, Edvardis Sen, Sasha End, and Kevin McLeod. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to artists, books, change makers, and music I think will lift and inspire you. I'm also going to include a link to that Black Madonna in Poland. Under this link, on the treasures page of the website, you'll discover all the stories, myths, and legends around this fascinating icon. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Wendy. Live life to the utmost. Live it loudly. Subscribe to this podcast. No, that's cheating. I shouldn't have said that, but live life loudly. Be brave. If you want to jump out of an airplane, jump out of an airplane. Live it to the utmost, knowing that at the end of each day, there are only more adventures to follow.